Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic, located here in Pace, Florida. And we're joined today by Miss Allie Ballou, a nurse practitioner here at Skin and Tonic. So this is something that we're going to be talking about today that I think is not necessarily commonly asked question, but it's frequently asked question and something people are always concerned about. People always want more of it. And so we're going to be talking about neurotoxin.
Yeah. Why does my Botox wear off so fast?
Why does my Botox not work as well when you do it?
Why does Allie's Botox last the longest?
Why does Sierra's Botox not work at all?
All good, Chris.
because she doesn't. Sierra says because I don't have any. No, I think these are all things that patients ask. And one of the things I think that we forget about is as we age, the body responds differently. And as we age, the aging process continues. And if you come into this with like doing neurotoxin only, which worked for a lot of us when we were in our 20s or 30s, like you have to do some other things. So let's chat.
Let's chat. Let's talk. So, Allie, when you get asked this question, how do you respond?
My go-to is to go back and look in my charting and see how many units did we do? How many units have we been doing? Have I seen this patient before? What normally works for them? What their lifestyle habits are? All of those things are things that I consider. I always try to educate my patients really well, especially the first time I do their neurotoxin, even if they've had it somewhere else or before, is that dose equals duration. And so the higher the dose that we do, the longer it should last you, within reason. Our goal is to get 3 months longevity, and some people are lucky enough to get 4 months, and some people are convinced they get 6 months. I'm just convinced they don't stare at themselves making facial expressions in the mirror that often, but it can happen with some of our older patients who have been doing it for a long time. So I think it definitely, you know, can depend on the patient, and we can alter our dose or increase our dose to hopefully get more longevity within reason. It's something I commonly explain with a lip flip, especially because I say, you know, we have to dose you low enough to maintain oral control so that you can eat and drink and talk. But for that reason, also, you're only probably going to get about 2 to 2.5 months of it, whereas we can get 3 to 4 months in your forehead. So you have to treat every muscle differently, listen to your patients, and discuss, you know, dosing and what things can make them wear off a little bit quicker.
You know, I think it's like so many things that play into this. And so there's different approved neurotoxins now. And so we joked starting out, we joked and we asked the Botox question a million times because people refer to that. In our practice, we only use, or I shouldn't say only, we primarily use Dysport. And it is fascinating when we look at the studies with Dysport, although we talk to patients about a 3 to 4 month duration, they actually have studies that look at patient satisfaction and show that over 80% are satisfied at 5 months still. And so some patients are getting up to closer to 6 months duration. And so I think it's important to talk to patients when they say it's wearing off and dive into what are they talking about. So is it movement or is it wrinkles or is it both? Because sometimes we'll start to notice a little bit of animation and movement in an area. And if they're not perfectly frozen, they'll say it's worn off, but they don't see any lines or wrinkles yet. And so I do believe that in the beginning, the first time or two patients get any of the neurotoxins, they see that muscle stop moving and they're like, wow, it's wonderful. And then they get conditioned to watching their face and looking at their face. And now they're not just looking at lines, they're looking at movement. And so whereas in the beginning they come to us and they want a line treated, and if we stop the muscle, usually the lines will soften. Now they start paying super close attention. And then there's the nuanced difference between the toxins. And so there's a lot of different ones on the market, and all of them are formulated slightly differently. And some of them are going to wear off a little bit sooner than others. And we know that. They all, with the exception of Daxxify, all the other ones that we have in the U.S. right now, have a three-month duration is what we talk about and what we expect. Daxxify was promoted to have a bit longer duration, but we also know clinically patients aren't quite getting as long, it doesn't seem, as what they reported initially. And whether that's dose and providers are using it wrong, are the individual patient variances, I don't really know. We don't use it here in our clinic, but that's one that's reported a little bit longer. I think it's interesting. Would you like a longer acting neurotoxin, Jerry?
As long as my result was good, oh, yes. But if something were to happen that, God forbid, I had a ptosis or something like that, then no, I wouldn't want a long duration. I'd hate to have a 6 month duration with a droopy lid.
Would you pay more money for a longer duration?
For me, in the situation I'm in, probably no, because it's so convenient for me. But I think if I didn't work in here and I had to schedule an appointment to come in, then yeah. Because I think people's lives get so busy, and even though they'll come in between, but if you can say you only have to have your disc port every 6 months, I think that's, people don't necessarily view that as a luxury, but more of convenience. I think people would like that. Everyone I've talked to, because there are some new ones coming out, and I've talked to some patients about it, the little bit that I know about it, and almost everyone's willing to pay, because we talked about like some of the, I don't know how much I can say that you've told me being a gang trainer, but I know there's some things that like discomfort.
I haven't told you anything.
So I don't know anything about that. I think most people would like one that had a longer duration.
I think what you're talking about is like some of the stuff that we looked at in other countries when they use some other products that we'll eventually get here. And you were there when they talked about one of the things with burning with some of it. And it was a question of the patients, would they tolerate some of these, a minor discomfort, a higher cost or higher price point if they had like a longer duration of a product? Was that really important to patients or not? And we did have that discussion afterwards. I think those are all considerations, because patients come back in and they will tell us, we don't hear it so much from our patients in reality though. Like we don't, so that's why you said you hear it less and less. But we may hear this when patients come from other practices, and I don't think they're doing anything wrong either. I think just sometimes we start paying attention to those muscles and we start looking at that movement. And so I think for us, how we've tried to tackle that is to educate our patients up front. And that may be why we're not hearing it. There's not something different about the toxin. We're using Dysport, which may have a little bit longer. We have some studies to support it. But outside of that, we educate them up front. We try to do our best to get them scheduled for their next appointment, because I do think that there's a convenience factor. And when you got to get time out of your schedule, drive somewhere, take the day to go and get it, or that afternoon. And so I think planning ahead for that and being on top of it. So knowing we're not going to wait until it's like fully worn off. I believe we get a little bit longer. So we try to get them between that 3 and 4 months to come back in. And by being ahead of it and doing those things, I think mitigate some of that hindsight bias where they say it's not lasting as long anymore. Occasionally we will get it. And a lot of times when we look at it and we review the record, it's because they've wanted to try a new look or try a new area, mm-hmm. and they didn't want the full dose, or they were like, didn't have the budget for the full dose. And part of that gets into our education saying, if you don't want to pay for the full dose and we try to go low here, it's not going to last as long, because we know that the dose will directly correlate. And when we use the FDA on label approved doses, then we can reliably and consistently get those results.
I think it's hardest when people, you know, don't want to look fake. You know, they want to look natural. They don't want to be frozen, but then you want it to last long. Mm-hmm. And those two things don't really work together like we would hope that they would. Because if you like a frozen look, perfect. We can do a higher dose, and that's also probably going to last you longer as well. But if you're wanting a more natural look, you're wanting to still have some movement and just soften some wrinkles, the reality is that you're not going to be looking at a 6 month duration by any means.
I think a lot of that has to do with the muscle mass as well.
Yeah, a lot of my education on, and especially on a new Dysport patient, neurotoxin patient that comes in, has to do with age, because being able to, the frozen look, as you call it, is not something that's necessarily attractive nor attainable in a 60 some odd year old person that, you know, they still need that lift in their brow. And in order to have that lift, they're going to have a little bit of movement. And so rather than talking about movement with them, what I tend to talk about is static lines. And I use myself as an example, because I usually have movement, but I don't like the lines, and I'm good with that. And once you talk to them about it and educate them, you know, like you can have a frozen look, but your brow's probably going to sit somewhere around your eyeball. So it's not necessarily pretty. And so, and most people would like to have like a little brow arch and a little bit of movement versus having that frozen look. So, but it's also very dependent on age.
What's your thought on zinc and zinc levels, zinc supplementation, zinc and duration of neurotoxin.
You're looking at me.
You are, Allie.
Okay. I know there's studies that support zinc, like good high zinc levels.
Are there?
With, I've read stuff about zinc. What do you mean?
Are there studies?
She's looking at Chris as a resource.
Like,
I know there are studies. Tell me.
So botulinum toxin. Yeah. So regardless of which.
I just thought it was funny the way Allie approached that.
It is zinc dependent. It does work in a zinc dependent pathway. And so certainly we see that maybe there's problems with it, that the patient doesn't exhibit signs of zinc deficiency. So that, I think that's the whole point, is you don't have to be diagnosed with zinc deficiency. There may be some correlation there for sure. If your zinc levels are low, it's not going to work as long or as effective because it is a zinc dependent pathway. But I think there's more patients that are trying to take zinc to make their Botox last longer. Mm-hmm. And there's not studies and evidence to show that just preemptively taking it with normal zinc this levels is going to make it last
it's
longer.
It's not going to make a difference.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of the companies who make products that are your injection pack or different things to make your tox last longer, they may put zinc in it. And they're, you know, looking at what is that level where it's not going to work as long. I don't think we quite know that. And I think the risk of zinc toxicity is pretty low from most of our over-the-counter supplements. So I do think if somebody wants to try it, fine, but I'm not going to promise them that or even make the association that just by taking zinc, your tox is going to last longer.
I think it's one of those things that is safe to do for most people, like taking the zinc is safe. I think it's also something that is, as I feel like I've said social media a lot during this, but I think it's something that was kind of blown up because of a social media post. But I also think that it's
have you said social media at all on this? I don't remember.
Maybe it was the last podcast.
Yeah, I don't think you mentioned it this time.
I didn't.
I don't even remember what the last podcast was about at this
point. So now I'm talking social media. So I think the whole so many people, including myself, get a lot of information from social media that is not necessarily backed up by science. And I think as soon as people saw that using a zinc supplement may help to increase the longevity of your neurotoxin, I think patients started asking about it. And that's when MedSpa started offering zinc supplements to sell.
But I think when they offer it in the higher doses, patients have GI problems, they have nausea, they can have like all side effects from it. And so I think the key there is it doesn't take a lot of zinc, like literally a 25 milligram supplement. If you're going to do it, one of the lower end of that range is probably sufficient. If you're concerned, you can get testing. Some places will offer that. And don't hang your hat on the fact that because you take it, it's going to last longer.
Right.
What about antibodies to neurotoxin? So people talk about that now and they say, well, I'm resistant to it, or I have antibodies that make mine not work. Do you think that's something we should be thinking about more?
I think it's definitely something to talk about with patients. And I talk about it when patients come in, and budget is one thing, but also patients that frequently come back wanting a touch-up even though there's not a true need for a touch-up. I find that that's something that I've had to deal with more recently than in the past, is people wanting a touch-up even, and it's not...
They're like, don't you see this?
Yeah, some of them are legit, obviously. Yeah. Like, we can under-treat a muscle or miss a tail of a corrugator or something, but I talk to them when they come in about like micro movement and wanting touch-ups, and I do talk to them then about microdosing this neurotoxin increases the risk of developing an antibody resistance.
Yeah, so small frequent doses and doing skin tox, or for these glass facials where you're gonna put low doses very superficially, that's where our immune cells are, definitely can create antibody formation. And with antibodies, we inject something and our body recognizes it and goes there and tries to destroy it more quickly. So patients may say it worked, it didn't last long, but usually these are like really short, like weeks, not months. And you know, there's a neurotoxin out there on the market, Xeomin, and it has none of these little proteins attached to it. And that company for a long time has said by taking those proteins away from it and just leaving the active botulinum toxin, that it will be less likely that you'll have antibodies and that you won't have problems in the future. And then a lot of the other companies, because there's many others that have toxins, so Botox and Dysport and Daxxify, Jeuveau, Letibo. There's all those toxins that are available in the market. Some of them have proteins, some of them don't have proteins attached to them. And people have really effective results with everything we just mentioned. The interesting thing is some of the newer toxins that are under development really strip some of those things away. And so we may be finding out that these antibodies for those patients may have more impact than what we once thought. But I can also tell you over the years, we treated thousands of patients and we have very few that don't respond after treatment. There's a handful and we have to at least consider that, but literally out of thousands, I can probably sit here and think of maybe four or five. And if you look at all the original studies for toxin-naive patients who never received any toxin and they had to be, and they were in studies to get these approved, there's a small group that didn't respond in almost every toxin that's out there on the market. So there are some patients who are non-responders regardless of an antibody-mediated pathway. So I think it's there. I think it's important to educate patients about it. I think it's also important to let them know that this is not something that we're seeing every single day in our practice.
I feel like every few years something comes out that people say, you know, for a while it was like, if someone had COVID, their tox didn't work as well. Or if someone had the COVID vaccine, their tox didn't work as well. And now it's if someone's not on a zinc supplement, their tox doesn't work as well. And so it seems to me like there's something that blows up every few years. But I do think that that's, and I'm not doubting it, but I'm saying that it's not super common.
Well, I think that's where we continue our education.
Right.
Because there are studies, there are actual, you know, data points and objective measures that we can look at to make a decision is, are we going to take that out of our practice and not do it any longer? Are we going to adjust our technique? Are we going to add some sort of supplement to make it work better? And that's the importance of continual learning. It's not that you learn one time and then that you never continue to learn. We talk about it with our patients and what we educate. I talk about it in my coaching and consulting company, but literally you have to continue investing in your education in this industry in particular, because there's lots of developments really quickly. Any final thoughts on that? With that, let's go touch up my Botox. I don't think it's lasting that long.
Mine's lasting probably, I haven't had Botox in well over a year.
You did my platysmas like a week ago.
I just did Jerry's Botox like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's lasting 2 years. Yeah.
You can come to Skin and Tonic if you want two-year Botox.
Let Allie do it.
Yeah, if it's a two-year Botox, that's a Jerry or Allie procedure for sure. So, thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
See you soon.
Bye.